I think the job of being a teacher is so rewarding in so many ways.
The connection between you and the whole class, that's still unbeatable.
When my pupils are successful, it feels incredible.
I think the greatest thing for me is seeing the pupils that I teach love the subject as much as I do.
I don't think there's any other job where you get the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train. Search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
Gamertag Radio is on Play.in.
You can now watch Gamertag Radio live on Twitch.
Get all the latest news and coverage related to the gaming industry.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Don't miss the crew record the podcast live Sundays, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Wednesdays, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get involved with the conversation, send us questions, and be part of the show.
Gamertag Radio.
Follow us, twitch.tv/GamertagRadio.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Podcasting since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio. With your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Here we go.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 696. Dizzy host Danny and P and Paris are going to be joining me later in this episode. But the reason why we didn't record on Wednesday is because we're flying to PAX. We're going over there. I haven't been there since like 2008, almost 10 years. So the whole crew, we're going over there to do some cool stuff. Can't say what it is just yet, but we're definitely going to be covering PAX and recording a lot of interviews. So stay tuned because there's going to be a lot of great content from Seattle, from Paris, P, and I. So be on the lookout for that. Now, this audio conversation was recorded Sunday morning. It was on Twitch. You know, usually what we do is right after we finish recording the podcast, we just have a conversation, like, you know, 10-minute conversation about random stuff while people are there watching. So we started bringing up a lot of things that we've been holding it for a while now, and it was a very, very crazy, crazy conversation. It's a 40-plus minute rant about a lot of things, about why we hate leaks, why it's so dumb people like breaking embargoes. Talked about also the GamerScore blog team that used to be part of Xbox, why they were super important, and it still is to this day. We talked about all that stuff and how they change everything. We talked about like the Xbox MVP program. We also talked about like why being a troll online and also in person is not good. Yeah, we brought up a lot of things, and it was a great, great conversation. I hope you like this. It's a 40-plus minute rant. Listen to it from start to finish and let me know your thoughts about this, because it was a great conversation. I told Paris and PM, like, man, I gotta post this, man. This is a great, great conversation. I can't let this go. We can't only have this on video. We have to post this on a podcast. And everybody agreed, and this is it. So listen to it and let me know what you think. And we'll be right back after this.
With Western Digital, you're now able to get solid-state drives and a hard drive to fit your unique needs. When you add that superior performance of a Western Digital solid-state or solid-state hybrid drive to your PC, you can get blazing read speed so you can boot your system quickly, load your games, edit your video or other applications in a snap. Combined with a reliable Western Digital hard drive, you get up to 6 terabytes of storage to keep your games library, direct feed video, podcasts, and more all in a single place. And for the final week, Gamertag Radio listeners, use our coupon code WDGTR to get 20% off a Western Digital solid state drive. Again, that coupon code is WDGTR. This is the final week to take advantage of this, folks. This has been an amazing campaign that we've done with Western Digital the past few months. I talk about getting that solid state drive that I use, the hybrid drive, the 4 terabyte one, to store all of my video editing content. I even have some of my games on that drive now as well. This is 20% off last week to take advantage. I suggest that you do. So to find out more, go to WD.com/GTR. Use that coupon code WDGTR.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it. Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
That's awesome, man.
What was the other thing I was going to say with that? Yeah, I'm just excited for PAX. I'm just excited for the opportunity to see everyone while we're there. Like, Tanya's in the chat right now. I'm very excited to see Tanya and, you know, just some of our other really good friends. Oh, God, what else was I going to say on that? Now I'm forgetting exactly. But, oh, I was going to say this, and I don't think this is controversial, but this is just how I view myself. I am not sure how you two view it. I am no longer a podcaster.
Content creator?
I am a content creator who also does a podcast. That's how I view myself now, because we're doing more than just recording audio. We're doing video. We're actually creating things. We're streaming, all of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I was making my Destiny 2 videos, and thanks to the person in the chat right now that just said they thought it was awesome. You know, it was awesome for me to, like, I got this 3 hours of raw footage, and then I literally probably watched all 3 hours probably 10 times. And then I would go through and I go, I like this scene. I like that scene. Ooh, I think I could do this with that. I think I could do that with that. And then to sit down, edit it all, put it together, and then to record an audio track over it. God, you guys have no idea how many times I would record audio and trash it and then do it again. But, It was amazing to go through that process. And then even when Danny was out here for the podcast awards, because I'm going back and forth with PR on what I can show and what I can't show. And they're telling me, nope, you can't show that. You can't show this. You can't show that. And I'm like, crap. So then at the podcast awards, I'm like, Danny, I got to go home and edit to get this out in time. So literally that night, I leave the podcast awards. I get home about 10:30. And then I think from about 11 o'clock until about 1 a.m, I was re-editing stuff. One of the videos I did all over from scratch. You know what I'm saying? So I like that. I like being able to sit, to look at something and go, I did that. That's me. No one else. This is unique to me. No one else can recreate this because I'm the one that did it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I love all these opportunities that we're starting to get now, you know, that go beyond just the podcast. And it's like, trust me, we got some stuff coming down the pipe that we can't talk about. That's going to be freaking amazing. And it's because we're doing this stuff now. It's because we're on Twitch. It's because we're on YouTube. It's because we're active on social media. And obviously we do the podcast. And before I stop talking, because Pete took all my shine earlier, I got to give a shout out to our good friends, Chris Palladino, Tony Hines, John Picaro, because Hip Hop Gamer of all people called out Phil Spencer on Twitter and said, you need to bring GamerScore blog back. And because of that, I retweeted it. I agreed with him. I'm literally not here right now in front of this camera if it wasn't for those guys, because they were the backbone of building the Xbox community during the mid 2000s. None of the way this community stuff, they were the early day people that started all this stuff. And, you know, like I shouted, I was talking to Chris a little bit last night, and it's like, they dropped the ball on that big time. They should have kept some form of GamerScore blog around. Imagine what GamerScore blog would be right now with Twitch and Mixer and YouTube and just all the advanced video features that we have now, you know, in 2017 compared to what they were during the mid 2000s. You know what I mean? Their reach would have just exploded. Remember the tour they did around the country. You know, a lot of those people that went to those GamerScore blog tours are our friends today, are people that create content today. And it's like because of the innovative things that they were doing at the time. So just shout out to them, because like I said, I am not here today without them. That's just God honest truth.
And one of my favorite moments was 2008. They had this event during E3 where they invited a couple bloggers, a couple podcasters, and we did speed interviews with execs at Microsoft. That was a lot of fun. We only had like 2 or 3 minutes to just ask as many questions as we want.
Yes.
And we would change tables every few minutes. That was a lot of fun and challenging at the same time. Because it was like, yo, you got to be there doing this fast and everything. That was a lot of fun, I think, man. So, and nobody was doing that. That was like super creative, I think.
Was Dirty Diva part of that as well, Sarah?
Yes.
Yes. Dirty Diva, yeah.
And Nelson, too. Nelson came on. But I was just saying.
Even Jay, too, no? Jay?
Technically, no.
No?
Okay.
Because that was after the fact.
Jay, the backstory behind that, Jay was going to be on Gamerscore blog. He had interviewed, they were hiring him, he was coming on, and then that's when it got shut down.
Okay.
Due to things.
Yeah, it was kind of like a speed dating, but it was speed interviews. Yeah.
I think that was the same year that we did I did that exclusive video.
Yeah, that was CES 2008.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
We did the exclusive video at the In-N-Out in Vegas.
That was hilarious. That video still makes me laugh every time.
But that goes back to my point right there. Remember, they had the bus and they were getting, they got like all the community people that were in Vegas there. They had us all meet up at In-N-Out. You know, Major Nelson was there, a whole thing, and it was a great time. Like that video is on YouTube right now. You can find it.
Yeah.
And true story, I think there was a time that PlayStation, they were not doing no community events at all. And it was because of Gamerscore blog that they started a program up in Sony. And that's when Jeff and a couple other people.
It was Jeff. So,
yeah.
Ironically, he's at Microsoft now. Jeff. Yeah.
So that's how it started. That's how powerful it was having Gamerscore blog there at Microsoft. So.
Yeah. And actually on that video, there's actually some people from Sony that are in that video. They were on the PlayStation team that were participating in that meetup at the In-N-Out. So it wasn't just a full on Microsoft thing. It was just, you know, it just happened to be, I don't know if they just happened to be there or they just, you know, but there were some Sony people in that video.
Well, that's the whole point I go back to. It wasn't just about Xbox back then. It was about, let's build this gaming community. Let's get people together, you know, that love gaming, that are passionate about gaming. And that was the whole thing that Gamerscore blog was doing. I mean, think about some of the things that we take for granted now that they were experimenting with back then, like doing community spotlight focused things, like getting some scrub like me in front of a developer for Crackdown and doing an interview, or like Gamerscore blog is the one. And ironically enough, our good nameless Ubisoft PR person that we love, this is how I met him. Gamerscore blog invited me to go to Carmen Electra's house for a Guitar Hero event. And I got to interview Carmen Electra and play Guitar Hero with her. And it was streamed or played wherever. I don't remember now. But nameless Ubisoft PR person was at Microsoft then. That's how I met him. And I was featured on a Gamerscore blog, the whole thing, right? And it was because they wanted to get not just media people, they wanted to get community people in front of these celebrities and to try these new games and do all these interviews and stuff. And that was directly because of Gamerscore blog. You know, I remember went to the Halo 3. I went to the Halo 3 beta event in LA, and it was a celebrity event because of Gamerscore blog. And they were giving away Xbox 360 Elites at the time because they had swag bags. So I got the swag bag and I couldn't tell nobody that I got it because they didn't want to know. But I'm there with like all these athletes and stuff. Like I remember I met John Sally there because John Sally thought I played for whoever. And then when he realized I was just some scrub, he stopped talking to me, you know, just stuff like that, man. It was awesome. But that's all because of Gamerscore blog. And stop interrupting me as I'm still talking.
No. It's like, it's crazy, Paris, because now you see all these companies are now doing that with YouTubers and Twitch streamers. And Gamerscore blog started doing that years ago.
That's my point.
Over 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's my point. Yeah. They were experimenting with that stuff back then. So imagine where they would be now.
if they would have kept that program going, you know. Yeah. Plus, they were heavily involved with the Xbox MVP. Look, I'm keeping it 100 because I really don't care. You know, the Xbox MVP program right now compared to what it was 10 years ago is a freaking shell of itself. Back then, they were actually enabling these Xbox MVPs getting, like, I remember I went to EA Madden event and NCAA event because of Gamerscore blog, because I was an Xbox MVP, you know, and that kind of started my relationship with EA because of that. They don't do stuff like that anymore. You know, it's all about, hey, let me show you something secret, but don't tell nobody or do anything with it. Everything's hush hush. Back yeah. then, they wanted to get the Xbox MVPs in front of the community and actually talking about the games and the products that Microsoft had coming out. Whereas now, everything's just like, hey, you're part of this exclusive little club. Don't tell nobody. Silly. It's yeah. dumb. You know, and I really wish they would get back to doing that, which I will say I may or may not had a conversation with someone that was running the MVP program at E3. And we talked about this very thing. And well, now it's not going to happen. So that sucks, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, it sucks. No, you know, that's the main reason why I left the MVP program, because it's like our podcast was getting super popular at that time. And I was getting content, but I couldn't really talk about it. I'm like, no, you know what? I'd rather just get out of that program and
exactly.
and do my own thing, man. Like, I'm the MVP program never made me or never made you, Paris. It was us creating our buzz. You know what I'm trying to say? So I was like, mm-hmm. you know what? I appreciate everything from Microsoft, but I'd rather get out of this MVP program and just get content on my own.
See,
now, I think it worked, you know.
I would say for me, slightly different from you, because obviously I'm not doing any of this because you inspired me to get into podcasts in the first place. But the MVP program for me was that confidence boost and that stepping stone to get me in front of industry people to then say, all right, I can do this on my own. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm always grateful and thankful for that, because, like I said, I wouldn't be here without those guys or that program. But yeah. I just wish they would have kept the program around the way that it was back then and kept doing it to take community people, put them in a position to allow them to get a spotlight, to become these content creators and go out on their own. That's what the MVP program should be. Like, I'll say this, and I love a lot of people that are in that program right now, so this is not an offense to them, but the MVP, look at me, Fat Paris on the screen. I was thick as hell back then. But the MVP program should be limited. You could only be an MVP for like 2 or 3 years, and then you're out. Right? Let's rotate more people in 2 or 3 years and you're out. I don't think people should be MVPs for 8, 9, 10, 12 years. To me, that's ridiculous. Let's get you in the program, get you in front of the right people, get you in front of the content. And now that you've been that, let's get some other people in there, expose them to the same thing. You know what yeah. I'm saying? I was an MVP from 2007 until 2011, I believe. So what, 4 years, 5 years, whatever the heck that is. You know what I mean? That was more than long enough. They should have kicked me out after like 2009 and said, all right, you're out of here, buddy. Go do your own
thing. I think I did 3, 4 years. I can't remember exactly. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with you, Paris. Let other people shine too, man. You know, they gave us an opportunity. I think other people deserve it too, man. You know, and I told them straight up, I'm going to be out of this program. Might as well just give this to somebody else that never been part of this program. And I think,
Perfect example that whatever year that was, they redid the dash. But look at Pete was thick as hell back then too. They did that new dashboard thing. They showed us all the new dashboard, mm-hmm. but then you got it through normal PR, but because you were an MVP, you couldn't show it and you had to get like special permission and all that. Why limit us? If you're going to show it to us, let us show it to the community and give our opinions on it versus, yeah. all right, you got the dashboard, but don't tell nobody and don't discuss it with anyone. It's like, yeah. come on, dude. You know,
yeah.
that defeats the whole purpose of the program, in my opinion.
Well, actually, this is what happened. I got it from PR and I was like, look, let me contact a couple other people and let them know that I got it from PR, not because of the MVP program. And I did that. I emailed a couple people that were part of that program from Microsoft. And I did my thing. I did like a little preview video and everything, posted up the same time that every other blog did the same thing too, right? Around the same time, put it up. Then I get to hear people complaining, hey, wait a minute, so why he could show and we can't? So it was like it created a it was very confusing. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very confusing. That's why that's when I decided, like, you know what, I'd rather just be out. I don't need this. Like, give it to somebody else. I appreciate all the support and everything, but let somebody else shine, man. I'm doing my own thing.
And the irony of that is a old friend of ours got kicked out of the MVP program because he accidentally posted it because he thought he could. And he's been bitter and salty about it ever since.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So Reeve Jackson was like, hey, man, y'all should have a show just about your experience as MVPs. I have a lot of crazy stories.
Oh, dude. At this point, I'm sure the statute of limitations have passed. I have no problem talking about it. Really,
that'll be an episode that I won't be on because I was never an MVP. Peace.
No, but you can ask questions, Pete.
You know what, though? That's what I'm talking about. Instead of having people like me and Danny as MVPs for 5 years, and I'm saying that you were this long, but 5 or 6 years, rotate in a Pete, you know? Rotate in a Reef. Put these people in there. Let them see the other side of the fence. Let them see how Microsoft works from the inside. You know what I mean? And get them that experience. It gives you perspective. You understand, you know, how these people work. Like, I remember I went to a Comic-Con. Again, this was still when Gamerscore blog was around. They invited me to Comic-Con out here in San Diego, and I got to go into their war room. And it was so fascinating being in the war room, seeing how they created video content, how they got it online and did all that. And then seeing Major Nelson, Larry Herb, be himself and not be the character that we see in front of the camera was fascinating to me because he's just a normal dude like we are. But we never get to see that side of him. And I think more people need that exposure to see that actually these are just real people. They're just normal people like we are. You know what I'm saying? So, I'll tell war stories all day because honestly, they need to bring it back that way. They really do. I really hope that they do.
Yeah. Man, we have a lot of stories. I mean, I'm trying to think of a couple other ones too, man. Actually, I had an opportunity to go to the Tokyo Game Show.
And you didn't?
Because of I forgot what there was something happened. I couldn't go, but they invited people from the community to go to Tokyo Game Show to be in the Xbox booth and everything, man. That was cool. And again, I would have gone, dude. I didn't. I forgot there was something going on at that time that I couldn't go. I can't remember exactly. So, but yeah, that would have been a dream come true because I'm dying to go to Tokyo, man. You know. So,
Arctic thinking, is what asking, else? Is that an awesome Hoth shirt, Pete? Yes, it is. Coldest planet in the galaxy.
Damn, Paris, this has been a great conversation, man, about the MVP.
No, it is. Yeah, that is a dope shirt, Pete. I love that shirt. because like I said, for me, seeing when Hip Hop posted that tweet, it just reminded me because, look, I'm always thankful. And look, y'all may think I'm the angriest, saltiest son of a bitch in the world, but really, I am. But really, I am so freaking thankful to be in the position that I'm in right now. And like I said, the opportunities that we have coming and the opportunities that we've already had. And when I saw Hip Hop post that tweet, it reminded me of basically where I came from, so to speak, right? And the people that helped me back then. I'm not here without those people helping me back then. You know what I'm saying? Look, I've said it before, bucket list that I was at Bungie last week. And it's like I had one of those moments in the middle of it where you kind of realize, holy shit, I am sitting here eating lunch with Deej and Mark Noseworthy, and we're talking about Destiny 2. And when I'm done, I'm going to go back and play Destiny 2. Those things go through my head, or like Destin from IGN, who's a really cool dude, you know, that does the Fireteam podcast, and he's on Podcast Unlock or whatever. And it's like, oh my God, I'm playing him in PvP right now, and I just headshotted him, and I'm trash talking him. Whoever thought that this would happen to me? Little stuff like that. Pete and I, London 2 years ago, France last year, you know, it's like, oh my God, where did all these moments come from? And it all goes back to that stuff back in early 2006, 2007, when I originally got those opportunities, and being thankful and humble and blessed. Cause like, dude, I probably said thank you 10,000 times last week because I'm appreciative of this opportunity. I understand that there are literally millions of people that wish they were doing what I'm doing right now, what Danny's doing, what Pete's doing, what a Tanya's doing, what a Reef is doing in the chat. You know what I'm saying? We have to be appreciative of these opportunities, and you have to respect it. You know, when we go to PAX next week, all I'm doing is shaking hands and hugging it out and kissing babies and the whole thing, because I'm so thankful that I got the opportunity to be there and be around these people and associate with these people, you know. And you have to be, look, we have to be responsible with, I don't want to say power, power is a strong word, but we have to be responsible with the position that we're in, because if you're not, then we can't be recklessly on here talking about stuff and recommending this or hating on this or hating on that. People may get mad at me when I get on Xbox or something like that, but what I say is the God honest truth at the end of the day. I'm not just saying it to say it. I don't say it without giving you a reason why I'm saying it. And I think as long as you're responsible in that nature, and as long as you're thankful for being in the position that you are, you'll be fine. And I'm on a roll, so I'm just going to say this and I'll shut up. Like, the fact that the Destiny 2 content I had that came out, you know, a lot of other sites leaked information that they weren't supposed to. I didn't do that. And I still won't talk about it, even though it's out there, because I signed that NDA. I said I wasn't going to talk about it. And like I said, that day before the embargo was up, I probably sent 10 emails to PR with screenshots. Can I show this? Can I show that? Can I show this? Can I show that? Because I didn't want to screw up. I wanted to respect that process because I'm a nobody. So if I break NDA, my black ass is out of here. I'm blacklist. I'm done. You know what I'm saying? So, so, you know, I have to be respectful of that. I have to, you know, follow the quote unquote rules of the process, or I'm not getting invited to the next event. You know, they're going, oh, hell, he doesn't care about NDA. He's out of here. You know what I mean?
Amen to that, man.
I'm saying all this because I hope people that are still in the chat watching this, you know, understand what I mean, that you may think I'm this grumpy old man or whatever, but deep down, I truly am blessed and appreciate that I'm in the position that I'm in. I thank my stars every day. If you go check my Twitter timeline, I probably say I'm thankful and blessed at least once a day, because I am, you know, and I'm also very thankful to have these two a-holes on my side, because I'm not doing this stuff without them. We all push and help each other in our own unique ways. You know what I mean? So trust me, I'm thankful for the team that I have with me, and I'm done. I'm out.
I'll mention one quick story here. And maybe you remember this, Paris, but I'm not going to mention the name, but there was a blogger that I think got into some information about Xbox having that marketing deal. I think they were having Guitar Hero finally playable for the Xbox 360 at that time, and he posted a whole blog. He a whole blog about it, leaked it completely, like, this is coming, it's happening, and so on, right? So he got a lot of hits at that moment, but what happened? He burned bridges, man. Nobody trusts him anymore. It's like, why are you leaking this information? Why? Just to get a quick buzz at the moment? But then in the long term, you lost all your connections, man. You're done. And this blogger is not around anymore because leaking stuff, man. And that's why we had conversation with people all the time. We get to hear stuff all the time. But us, we never talk about it on the show. We never leaked it, because at the end of the day, that's hurting their jobs, man. And that's the problem that I see. A lot of people are focusing stuff at the moment. Can I get a lot of big buzz at the moment? But it's not going to help you long term. It's not. I had the audio. Remember, I had the interview about Afro Samurai years ago. The guy, the producer of the game, talked about they were working on Afro Samurai 2. They were in production years ago, and I recorded it. I've never released it for almost 9-8 years later. I finally said, like, okay, let me put this up, because why? They finally announced the game, and I never leaked it, ever. And that's the problem that I see a lot of YouTubers and everything. They're leaking stuff because they just want to get quick hits, man, at the moment, man.
Yeah, not thinking. 100%.
It's being dumb, I think, man.
100%. And I won't say his name directly, but you know exactly who I'm talking about. So 2007, I hustled my way, pestering Robert Bowling on email 100 times to go to the Call of Duty 4 event at Infinity Ward. And I got invited. It's a community event, whatever. I go. there's a certain person that's there, and he says right in front of Jason West and Vince Zampella, who back at this point, I don't even know who these guys are. I'm just bamboozled. I'm even there, right?
Yeah.
Didn't even realize at the time that I was literally seeing one of the most innovative multiplayer games that would ever be made, right? That's just how rookie I was at that time. But anyways, this guy, because we didn't, it was just concept stuff. We just saw concept stuff. We saw some videos. Mm-hmm. They were talking about the new kill cam thing, all that, right? He turns to Jason West and Vince Zampella, the heads of the studio of Infinity Ward, and says, if I would have known that I wasn't going to get hands-on gameplay, I would have never set foot on a plane to come to your event. He says this to them right in front of them. And I'm like this. I couldn't believe it. I could not freaking believe it, right? And then I remember, you know, the event's over, and I remember one of the PR people asked me what I thought about what he said. And I was like, I can't believe he said that. I go, that blows my mind. Hey, and that PR person is someone we know to this very day that might take a step or three. You know what I mean? But I'd say to this person, I can't believe he said that. This is blowing my mind. You know, the whole thing, right? That dude has never been to an event covered anything. He literally got blacklisted after that because he didn't respect the fact that Activision spent their marketing money to fly your dumb ass down to LA to go to the studio, put you up in a hotel and freaking fed you. And you couldn't even respect the fact that you were there. You completely trashed the game. You disrespected the studio heads in front of them in their studio saying that you just want to play the game. You don't care about any of the other stuff that they're talking about. So I remember like a month later, they did the actual hands-on. He was crickets. His ass wasn't there. You know, and he hasn't been anything since. He sells Bitcoin on Twitter now. You know, it's like,
and the crazy part too is, Paris, Call of Duty is one of the biggest games ever.
That's my point.
It's like, are you serious?
You disrespected it back then. Like, imagine if that was me back then, and I would have done that. Those same PR people hold the keys to all of Activision's content to this very day. You know what I'm saying? We know, we've had dinner and drinks with these people at this point. They know us on a personal level because we respected them. We respect their jobs just as much as they need to respect what we have to do as quote unquote media influencer, content creator people. You know what I mean? It's a symbiosis relationship or symbiotic relationship that, you know, goes hand in hand. And that's my point. There's a lot of people even way back then that didn't respect it, and they're crickets now. And there's people to this day that still do the same thing, and they're going to be crickets too.
I think it's super important for people to know about this, man, because they only see like, oh man, look at this content. But a lot of people never heard of behind the scenes stories like this, you know, because at the same time, we want people to learn from this. And I hope they never start making these mistakes, leaking stuff. Like, it's not worth it, folks.
It's not. I've literally played all of Destiny 2. I can tell you everything. But I say that, and I'm out.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You have to respect that NDA. You can't just say, well, I want to be the first in the world to be able to do this. You know, there's a reason that they have these embargo dates and these NDAs, because they have a marketing plan, and there's hundreds of millions of dollars that are spent on these marketing plans. And one little leak could ruin everything. Like I said, there was a leak that came out this week from the Destiny 2 thing because some people were irresponsible with their video editing and they completely spoiled something that wasn't supposed to come out until right before launch. And I won't talk about it. You know, everyone knows what it is at this point, but I'm not going to say it. You know what I'm saying?
Now, my question to you, Paris, do you think, was that on purpose or that was a mistake, do you think?
I think some people it was an accident and other people it was on purpose. I truly think that.
That's horrible, man. I hate that. Because, you know, as a developer, man, you work Z-Dog, so hard.
Z-Dog 88, don't be snarky like that. I did not play Destiny 2 in 3 hours, and it must be a crap game. See, this is something else that gets me, because people love to troll and be the little snarky. You say I'm salty and all this stuff, but I'm literally sitting here being 100 right now. And then in the chat, you want to be snarky about something silly like that. You know, I actually played the game for freaking 15 hours. And no, I didn't 100% complete it, but I saw enough of it. So, you know, you can continue with your snark, but that's the silly stuff that gives our gaming community a bad name, because people can't act like adults. They love to act like children and they love to be trolling. And I got to be the cool guy in the chat and say something slick, or I got to go on Twitter and say something slick, because please give me attention. I need it, please. So I gave you your attention. I hope you enjoy it.
Wow, Paris is on fire today, man.
Hey, hey, you want salty Paris? I need more coffee. So if you want salty Paris, salty Paris, because I swear to God, I'm freaking 43 years old. So when people say silly stuff like that, I have no filter anymore. I'm gonna call it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Woo-wee. Pete, you're not gonna say anything. Pete is McGuire.
I'm staying out of this, man. I'm not getting in the line of fire for this one, bro. Nope.
It's real though. Our gaming community, there are some freaking amazing people in this community that I love like brothers and sisters. I really do. Some amazing people that I look up to, that I inspire to be in my own life. And people from the outside that don't understand gaming, they think we're all freaking clowns. They think, you just play video games in your basement and blah, 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 blah. They don't see the art and the passion that goes into this gaming community, all the different things that people do. But when it's dumbass comments like that, it gives us a bad name because they all think we're clowns. And that's why I get so salty and annoyed with it, because, you know, like I said, there's so many amazing, smart, intelligent people and just these fantastic conversations that we have about this art form of gaming, you know, that I love to have. But I have, like, okay, I'm just keeping it real. Like, my wife doesn't get it at all. Her friends don't get it at all. They think I participate in this childish little thing, right? Mm-hmm. But I try and explain it to them and they don't get it, because they only see the snark side of it. They don't see the art side of it because they're not invested into it. And we're never going to get people on the outside in to be able to see the art side of it, because we get dumbass comments like that, you know? So that's why I'm saying we need to actually treat this industry on a mature level and stop treating it on such a childish level. That's what annoys me.
Look at the opportunities that we've been having, Paris. I've been traveling nonstop for, I believe, like maybe 4 or 5 weeks straight. Every week I'm going somewhere, and there's more in the future. And the reason why that happens, because companies, they see how we work. We see that we don't leak stuff. They trust us, and they know that we'll keep it 100, good or bad. We'll say it. If we don't like something, we'll say it. Why do you think Microsoft invite us for us to record interviews with Aaron Greenberg, Albert Pinedo, and so on? It's because of that. They love us being real about it, man. Instead of saying, "Oh, this sucks. This is horrible, corny." Because even people that see it from the outside, they think that we're kissing ass and we're getting all these opportunities.
Heck no.
Come on, man. Come on. They love that. I think as an industry, if we give our honest feedback, it will help the industry overall. But if we always say, "Oh, this is great, this is good, number one, fanboy this, fanboy that," how's that going to help the industry overall? You know, at the same time, it helping us getting more content because we're having the conversation, you know? And it bothers me when you, P in Paris, when you guys are like being 100 about how you feel about Xbox, people get really pissed off when they hear that on the podcast. But these companies, they love that because it's challenging them to make the product even better.
Absolutely. Like I said, I always catch heat because I'm allegedly an Xbox hater, which is ridiculous in itself because I just finished explaining how I ain't even here without Xbox. But I criticize things that Xbox has done in the past few years because I freaking love Xbox. I may not own the console today, but there's a reason I don't own the console today. And I give my reasons why. There's a reason that people like Albert Pinedo and Aaron Greenberg want my opinion, because they respect the fact that I'm going to be honest. They don't want unicorns and rainbows. That's what people need to understand. These companies don't want to always hear unicorns and rainbows. They want to hear what's wrong so they can fix it and make it better. Xbox One X exists because Phil Spencer and that team said, we got to do something to fix our brand and to get people coming back to to playing on Xbox. So that's why you have an Xbox One X. That's why you have an Xbox Play Anywhere. That's why you have all these unique features that you're doing with Xbox Live, because it's a freaking competition and it's about making money at the end of the day, you know, and they want to do it the right way. And that's why we see what we see. You know what I'm saying?
Now, this is the difference between being honest and being a troll. Because now those people that are being a troll, they think they're being honest, but it's not honest. It's just them trying to piss other people off based on, oh, I'm not a fan of that company. We see that all the time, too.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%, man. 100%. I don't know, man. Like I said, I know I got a little slightly heated on here, but the reason is because I do freaking care. I really, truly do. I care. And like I said before, I am passionate about it. And I respect that I'm even in this position to sit here and be angry and people are watching me right now. But I'm sorry, but that Destiny 2 comment absolutely triggered me, because it's irresponsible to say something like that. It really is, because you don't know who's in this chat. You don't know who sees that. Someone sees, oh, the game's only 3 hours. It's like, come on, dude. You know, I've said over and over how long I've played this game. I've said that I've not even completely scratched the surface of the game. And to say stuff like that, yeah, it does tick me off. It really does. And it's not just Destiny. Go ahead, Pete.
And you never know who is watching or listening.
Yeah, you really don't.
So we found out over the past couple of weeks that there's been people that have randomly jumped into, whether it be the Twitch stream or they're listening to the show, that we never had an idea that they actually did. And so as you were saying earlier, Parrish, we always have that responsibility, whether we're on a Twitch stream, whether we're doing a Let's Play, whether we're doing a podcast either here or on another show, or we're, you know, whatever we're saying or doing on social media. There are eyes and ears always on us, and we always have that responsibility to stay 100%. Stay genuine, but always stay respectful, and always, you know, just, we don't have to kiss the ass, but if we're going to say something, we have the responsibility to stand behind the words that we say, because there are other people who don't have the opportunities that we have to sit here, do a Twitch stream, to be like we've said, to be flown to Paris or London, to be flown to San Francisco and get those opportunities, you know, like, I'm immensely thankful for every opportunity, whether it's to go to Orlando, to go to Miami and to do an event with Danny, or to, like we were last week in San Francisco for the Ubisoft pre-Gamescom stuff. We're going to PAX in less than a week. You know, those are things that we talk to our friends and we joke around internally and stuff like that. But if it wasn't for the hard work and the honesty and the respect reciprocated towards the industry that we're allowed, and you'll notice the word, we're given the privilege to participate in these events. And for those things, you know, I'm always going to be thankful. And, you know, before we go, because I do have to step out, I need to say, you know, shout out to those in Houston that are currently affected by Hurricane Harvey. I have family members there. And so I've been, if you see me like this, while Paris was on his rant, I was actually talking to my cousin who lives in the Houston area. You know, those families that are not just in Houston, Galveston, and the rest of the surrounding areas, man, thoughts and prayers are going out to you, man. Hope you guys are, you know, safe.
Oh, that's pretty cool. We have a new subscriber, I guess, now of the podcast. That's awesome, man.
Hey, I hope he didn't just tune in the last 20 minutes. He's like, man, that black dude on there is freaking angry. What's wrong with him? but I do hope, because I got to take off too, but I do hope everyone that has stuck around and has been watching this just understands that, I mean, you know, we do take this seriously. I am very passionate about this. I really am, you know, despite what some people may think. And, you know, it really comes down to the people that we've met over the years in the community, you know, in PR, development, everything. Like Pete was even saying, when we had that GTR episode with Deej, I found out someone I never thought would have been watching it live on Twitch, because they made a joke to Deej about it, you know, when we were talking at the event. And I'm like, wait, you're watching? He's like, oh yeah, I was watching. I watched the whole thing. Just like blew my mind, you know? So it's just little things like that. You never know who's watching your content. You never know who's listening, and you never know what you say or do could affect you long term down the road. You just don't know. You know what I mean? Yeah, and that's kind of just the point that I was trying to make on there. So to make a long story short, I'm freaking excited for PAX. Tanya, I love you. I can't wait to see you at PAX. We're going to hug it out, and it's going to be a good time. And I'm really excited about where Gamertag Radio is going to go into the future. Like, I can't remember if I said it on here or where I said it. I should bookmark 1 year from now and take a look back and see where we are. Like replay this video, see where we are a year from now, because I guarantee, you know, what we're doing right now is going to evolve into mm-hmm. something else. And I'm excited to see what the future is.
Yeah. And I also want to give a shout to Carlos that he's one of our listeners. He showed up at the awards. We were hanging out and stuff over there, man. Shout out to him. He brought us a couple of his friends, and now they're going to start listening to the podcast. I'm just happy, like, with everything that's going on now, man. Happy, happy, happy. And you know, like I always say this, man, P and Paris, you guys always motivate me, man. Always, always. You know, I think we always motivate each other, man. Behind the scenes, man. So yeah. You were going to say something, Paris?
Oh, I was going to say, I was going to say one last thing, because you just reminded me of this by saying that, yeah, we always push each other, motivate each other. You know, I kind of was talking a few months ago about how I use E3 as a chance to, like, get over my social anxiety. And I was like, I just got to get over the stuff and just, you know, make myself more presentable to people and approach people and all that. I'm not going to say I'm 100% cured just yet, but I mean, it has done wonders for me since that point of just not worrying about being rejected or whatever, the whole things that go with social anxiety. And, you know, it's been great, man. And I really feel like it's helped me a lot. And that's part of why I was so salty right now.
Very quick, I have to say this story real quick. So we were walking around podcast movement, and we got to see, what's her name from Undisclosed, that she was sitting down?
Susan Simpson. That's why I said it's not 100% yet.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, Paris, let's go, man. You're a fan. No, I don't want to bother. She's busy. I'm like, dude, I know if we talk to her, she'll be okay. No. So we walked away. So then we were there talking with my friend Dave Jackson from School of Podcasts. We were just talking there. And then we saw Kara, that she, what's the name? Talk Nerdy, right? The podcast?
Yes.
The host of that show. So Paris like, yo, is that? And then Dave goes, hold on a second. He went after her, went all the way outside to get her, brought her back, and we started talking. Dude, like, yo, normal conversation. We were there for, like, almost 30 minutes just talking about, like, the solar eclipse, about science, random conversation. And then Paris got, you know, at first you were nervous because you didn't want to – you felt like you were bothering her. But
that's my social anxiety, where I feel like I'm bothering people now. I got to get over that. I really do. Take
it out. You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, so that was our long 40-minute rant. Oh, my God, that was so good. God, that was so good. So, so good. Let us know your feedback about it and everything. And, it was good. Hopefully that happens next time, too. Awesome. Head over to GamertagRadio.com or play that it /Gamertag. Listen to our past episodes. You could also find us on iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and other podcast directories. Don't sleep. We have so much content. Remember, I'm going to Seattle. Then from Seattle, I'm going to San Francisco. And after San Francisco, I'm going to another location. I can't say where just yet, but you will find out in a couple of weeks. It's a dope, dope location. I can't wait. Can't wait to talk about it. But it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of cool content coming here on Gamer Tag Radio, so stay tuned. And until next time, we're out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamer Tag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.